Well, we all know that COVID changed the world, and we're slowly getting ourselves back into the courtroom. And those of us on the plaintiff side started noticing a little trend post-COVID, some good jury verdicts. So we called upon the expert. Brian Sanford from Dallas is not only a good lawyer, he's a hardworking lawyer. He has done the work to train himself to be a great trial lawyer, and you're going to hear about some of his results. Thanks, Brian.
Thanks, Melinda. Thank you. I don't know about expert, but thank you. So, yes. Oh, thank you. PowerPoint. Yes. So, post-COVID jury verdicts, we've heard that they've been going up. And so, and the question is why? What's going on? What's happening? So I'm going to talk, the presentation is three parts. The verdicts that are coming out, how that compares to pre-pandemic, and then the various theories on why this is happening. And there's lots of theories. There's no empirical studies or evidence as to any of them. So I've got my own theories. Bibi and I, my daughter, we practice together, have our theories, and I'll share some of those with you. But the bottom line is, your opinion about what's happening is probably as good as anybody else's. So that's the bottom line. So I will start with just personal experience. So my daughter, I'm blessed to practice with my daughter, Bibi. You saw her earlier on the federal court update. We've tried three jury trials since the pandemic. The first one was an age discrimination case in federal court in Sherman for a week long. And the jury was out about 15 minutes, and we lost. Ouch. So, and then we tried another one in Eastern District in federal court, Plano, representing 10 individuals, 9 African Americans, 1 white Caucasian, and for race discrimination and retaliation. The white individual stood up for the other African Americans and was terminated. So that one, the jury awarded $7 million to each of them for a $70 million verdict, much different. And the judge turned that into a judgment, and post-judgment motions are still pending on that. And that was great. Bibi and I tried that. She did half the work, she had half the witnesses. It was great. And we come off of that, and about a week or two after that, Bibi says, "Have I just peaked? I'll be chasing this verdict the rest of my career. You know, this is kind of anticlimactic." And then in October, we tried a single plaintiff individual representing an African American salesperson with FedEx, who had worked her way up very successfully through the organization until she hit that ceiling. We say, her boss was discriminating against her. She spoke up about it. They retaliated. She spoke up again. They retaliated. Spoke up again, and they fired her. And the jury came down in that case with a little over $1 million in compensatory damages and then $365 million in punitive damages. And that one is on appeal right now in the Fifth Circuit. So that's personal experience of what's happening. Let's just go through some, you know, of course, the pandemic caused a seismic shift in society, affected all of us all over the world. But remember, not only did we were dealing with the pandemic in 2020, but we had George Floyd died that summer. And then the trial was the next spring. That was almost as big in society as the pandemic. So those two things have really caused a big shift. What are some examples? In the paper, I list a lot, all that I could find and collect. I'm sure I've missed some, but it lists out employment verdicts since pandemic. And so you've got an example there in the paper. I'm not going to go through each one of those, except just some examples here. So the big ones. There was a $44 million disability discrimination case, $125 million failure to accommodate case, $137 million race discrimination case. That's the Tesla case, which was remitted and retried and ultimately ended up being about $3 million on the second trial.